Amen. Greetings to each one this morning. It's a blessing to be gathered together in the house of God and in this way and worship Him and serve Him and with a joyful heart. This morning I'd like to just start by I'd like to share a little bit on the tongue. But first of all, I'd like to just start with a short word of prayer. Father in heaven, we come before you with grateful hearts, Father, for another day, Father, for a day that we can gather together, Father, in your name, Father, and seek your face, Father. Pray that you would just be here amongst us, Father. Move here through the aisles, Father, and just send your spirit down, Father, to be here with us, Father, and just help us to sense our great need of you, Father, and just thank you for this time. I pray that you would bless the few words here that you've given me to share, Father. I pray that you would just bless this time in your name. Amen. Yeah, as I think of the tongue, the Bible has a lot to say about it, and our tongue is a very important tool. It has the power to bring death or life. Proverbs 18:21 says, "Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof." So I just, as I was thinking of the tongue, I know it was just good for my own life to ponder it and to ask myself some questions. You know, is God being glorified with my tongue, or is God being praised, or how am I using my tongue? I'd like to turn to James chapter 3. I'd like to read that chapter there, and then maybe. Seems like this chapter has a lot to say on the tongue and quite a few strong words and strong sayings here. So let's just read here. "My brethren, be not many masters, knowing that we shall receive the greater condemnation. For in many things we offend all. If any man offend not in word, the same is a perfect man, and able also to bridle the whole body. Behold, we put bits in the horses' mouths, that they may obey us, and we turn about their whole body. Behold also the ships, which though they be so great, and are driven of fierce winds, yet are they turned about with a very small helm, whithersoever the governor listeth. Even so the tongue is a little member, and boasteth great things. Behold how great a matter a little fire kindleth. And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members, that it defileth the whole body, and setteth on fire the course of nature, and is set on fire of hell. For every kind of beasts, and of birds, and of serpents, and of things in the sea, is tamed, and hath been tamed of mankind. But the tongue can no man tame. It is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison. Therewith bless we God, even the Father, and therewith curse we men, which are made after the similitude of God. Out of the same mouth proceedeth blessing and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not so to be. Doth a fountain send forth at the same place sweet water and bitter? Can the fig tree, my brethren, bear olive berries? Either a vine, figs, so can no fountain both yield salt water and fresh. Who is a wise man and endued with knowledge among you? Let him show out of a good conversation his works with meekness of wisdom. But if ye have bitter envying and strife in your hearts, glory not and lie not against the truth. This wisdom descendeth not from above, but is earthly, sensual, devilish." For where envying and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, and easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. And the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace. So I'd like to just pick out a few verses here that are pretty right to the point on the tongue here. So verse 2 here we see, how are we using our tongue? Have we offended anyone? May God give us grace. In verse 2, the Bible calls a man perfect that does not offend with his tongue, that does not offend in with his words. For in many things we offend all. If any man offend not in word, the same is a perfect man, and able also to bridle the whole body. I thought that verse is a good verse to ponder. And in the Bible, the way the Bible calls a man perfect that does not offend in word is, may God help me in this area. Definitely need His help. I also like to turn to Psalms 34:13 for a short verse there as well with that. Keep thy tongue from evil and thy lips from speaking guile. So if we go on to verse 5 and 6, we see that our tongue can be very destructive. It can be a very devastating thing if we allow it to. It says, even so the tongue is a little member and boasteth great things. Behold how great a matter a little fire kindleth. And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members, that it defileth the whole body, and setteth on fire the course of nature, and is set on fire of hell. I thought those were some pretty strong words there on the tongue. It just shows us a little bit of the importance of the tongue in how we control it and how we use it. Verses 7 and 8 teach us that the tongue cannot be tamed. It says, for every kind of beast, of birds and of serpents, and of things in the sea is tamed, and hath been tamed of mankind. But the tongue can no man tame. It is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison. There again, the Bible teaches us that we can't tame our tongue. And I myself definitely need his help in this area. Go on to verses 9 and 10. Are we using our tongue to glorify God? Verses 9 and 10 teach us it is wrong to be blessing and cursing from the same mouth. It says, therewith bless we God, even the Father, and therewith curse we men, which are made after the similitude of God. Out of the same mouth proceedeth blessing and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not so to be. I think we'll just stop there for now. My heart this morning was just a little reminder to myself and just a little reminder to think before I speak. Am I bringing life and light into the situation by speaking? Is God being glorified? Is God being glorified by my words and deeds? How am I responding to situations when challenges come in life and it's easy to maybe get a little sharp with my tongue and it all starts with my thoughts and my heart, but then it comes out through the tongue, and I just pray that God could help me and help us all that He would give us grace to be able to control the tongue more with His help. I'd like to turn to Psalms 35:28. I appreciate what the Psalms have to share on the tongue. They seem to be a blessing. And my tongue shall speak of thy righteousness and of thy praise all the day long. Psalms 51:14. Deliver me from blood guiltiness, O God, thou God of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing aloud of thy righteousness. I'd also like to read Psalms chapter 39. I'd like to read that whole chapter. I appreciate the way how David controls his tongue and his aspect and the way he goes about doing that. It seems to be a blessing. I said, I will take heed to my ways, that I sin not with my tongue. I will keep my mouth with a bridle, while the wicked is before me. I was dumb with silence. I held my peace, even from good, and my sorrow was stirred. My heart was hot within me. While I was musing, the fire burned. Then spake I with my tongue, Lord, make me to know mine end and the measure of my days. What is it, that I may know how frail I am? Behold, thou hast made my days as an handbreadth, and mine age is as nothing before thee. Verily, every man at his best state is altogether vanity. Surely every man walketh in a vain shoe. Surely they are disquieted in vain. He heapeth up riches, and knoweth not who shall gather them. And now, Lord, what wait I for? My hope is in Thee. Deliver me from all my transgressions. Make me not the reproach of the foolish. I was dumb, I opened not my mouth, because Thou didst it. Remove Thy stroke away from me. I am consumed by the blow of Thy hand. When Thou with rebukes dost correct man for iniquity, Thou makest his beauty to consume away like a moth. Surely every man is vanity. Hear my prayer, O Lord, and give ear unto my cry. Hold not thy peace at my tears, for I am a stranger with thee, and a sojourner as all my fathers were. O spare me, that I may recover strength before I go hence and be no more. Verse 1 there and 2, and the first of that chapter really stuck out to me. He said, I said, I will take heed to my ways, that I sin not with my tongue. I will keep my mouth with a bridle, while the wicked is before me. I was dumb with silence. I held my peace, even from good, and my sorrow was stirred. I'd also like to turn to Proverbs 15, read verses 1 through 4 as well. It says, a soft answer turneth away wrath, but grievous words stir up anger. The tongue of the wise useth knowledge aright, but the mouth of fools poureth out foolishness. The eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the evil and the good. A wholesome tongue is a tree of life, but perverseness therein is a breach in the spirit. I think that's about all I have. I just want to say again, remind us of the importance of the tongue, and I just pray that God would help each of us to keep our tongue I know the Bible says man cannot tame his tongue, but I trust with God's help that can be done. But just help, pray that God would help us to do that and to just recognize the importance of our tongue and how powerful and how it can bring death or life into situations. So may God help me first of all. So thank you for listening. I think that's all I have. I would like to, if we could, sometime, I'd like to sing song number 421, if we could, sometime. So thank you for listening.